This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you ask why in the world are people still getting scammed by celebrities claiming that they need money, the simple answer is that the people that are the scam artists are getting better at scamming you.
And making you think it's real. As a woman in Texas found out, her name is Desiree. She was DM'd in her Instagram account by Morgan Wallen. Now, a lot of us would be like, I'm sure Morgan Wallen's not DMing me, but here's the problem. They made an artificial AI video of Morgan. If you look closely to the video, and I've posted it on John and Tammy's Facebook page, you can totally tell that it's not real in the fact that you can't really establish that what Morgan is saying is what you hear Morgan saying.
But you really, really, really have to look.
Here's what happened.
And I saw the video, and it made sense. It sounded good. It was true. I mean, I thought it would be nice.
I just wanted to let you know how stunning you look in the picture you sent me. I also want you to know that I'm real.
I needed validation at the time, and I think I got it from this person. I shared my bank account information. We start dating, and you work under me, for me. So I thought life is changing. They put $6,000 in my Capital One account, told me to go buy $500 at a time gift cards. It all made sense because it's music, Apple Music, made sense.
It made sense, I guess, if you, and this is heartbreaking to hear, say something like, I needed validation.
Sure.
And I got validation.
That's
and it was
exactly
the time of my life when I needed. That makes me sad for this person.
It does.
Also, the fact that she's out, how much?
She ended up losing $18,000 total. And this is what they did. He got her to believe he was real first. And made it real personal, and then we can date, and you know it'd be great? Gosh, I really could use someone like you working for me. So, you know, you build it up that way, and then with that fake video, oh my God.
It does not look fake, and you throw in the fact that you're insecure, that you might be a little bit lonely, that you're turned on by Morgan Wallen, and it does look like it's a video of Morgan Wallen. I would have gotten fooled by that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never give any star money. I know once that happens, okay, definitely, but I mean, let's just go ahead and say, and don't think I haven't thought about it, if Sarah Evans sends me a video once and says, hey, John, you know, I'd like to know if you want to have some banana pudding with me someday.
Yes, and then she slowly builds a relationship with you, and you believe it's her?
Starts with some food. That's how you get me.
I know.
I'm only halfway joking.
Yes.
And maybe I'm lonely, or maybe I'm sad about myself. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, some attention. This is really nice. We're too far into this now to know that this is never going to happen. There's never going to be a legit star, quote unquote, asking you for money. And if they are, they're not a star.
Yeah. And every artist has fake accounts that pop up. One of the big ones that I've been getting lately is Nate Smith, because when you start posting things with the artists and tag them, these scammers, you know, follow all that. And I don't know how many I've had to delete. I had sent one to Nate just because it was so ridiculous. He's like, I don't even understand it. I mean, just like, what? It's bad.
I just recently got sucked into something that I got rid of before it even became anything. I liked the fact that Maren Morris posted that she had new music coming. That's all I did. Just liked it.
Yep.
Like, cool. New Maren.
Yep.
Down for that. All of a sudden, boom, ad, boom, request, boom, hi, DM. I'm like, oh, no, this is not. So, yeah, I got rid of that one real quickly.
Mm-hmm. I just had to email a record rep and ask if this was a fake email address for one of their newer artists. Somebody's supposed to be this new artist named Chase McDaniel. Hello, good day. Please, how do I get my songs to play on your radio station? Kindly get back to me, please.
Yep, that sounds very much like a country guy named Chase McDaniel.
Yes.
Like, people are going in deep. It's crazy.
Well, was it fake?
I don't know. I literally just emailed Bill.
Right.
Wow. Good catch.
Yeah. I know. And you have to. You have to be wary. But like John said, the minute it's money, it's just not.
Hate to rain on your crush parade, but.
Yeah.
I mean.
I know. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
$18,000 down. That poor woman.
I know.
I'm sure it was pretty evident by his performance on Saturday night and your response to his performance. Nate Smith doesn't need any money from you right now. He's doing just fine. Here he is, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOS.